Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, yeah, the Cowboys contract situation is going to bubble up here. So, obviously, ESPN from Dan Graziano has an article about the next three seasons, predictions over the next three seasons. And one of them was the Cowboys will win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years. The Philadelphia Eagles will not. I support that. I support the Cowboys winning a Super Bowl in the next 3 years. That's breaking news that the Cowboys will win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years. Well, one of them also, this actually comes up as the eighth most pressing issue over the next 3 years. The Cowboys will end up in a bind over the Ezekiel Elliott contract. And that is 1,000% correct. They will be in a Le'Veon Bell, Pittsburgh Steelers type situation. Because they're either going to give him an extension early for like a year or two, or they're going to franchise him. And either way, after he plays his sixth year, they are going to be in a situation where they have to decide whether or not they're going to continue to have him here. Because he'll get the fifth year anyway. So let's just say, you know, as a first-round pick, he has that fifth-year option. They'll pick it up. Now he's played 5 years. Do you really want to have a sixth-year running back in the NFL and pay him a boatload of money? That's the situation they're going to be in. What he writes is, Bell's situation isn't going to be the last difficult running back contract over the next couple of years. Running back's a weird position. The rookie wage scale and the stagnation of veteran running back salaries. A back taken in the top 5 or 10 picks of the draft these days instantly becomes one of the highest paid running backs in the league. That's true. The Cowboys have a massive payroll at that position because of where Zeke was selected. Teams aren't getting bargains on backs taken that high the way they are with quarterbacks and pass rushers on their rookie deal. Again, very true. You get a quarterback on a rookie deal, even if you take him number one, he's not getting Jimmy Garoppolo money.
Right.
This is why the Cowboys are going to have a problem when Elliott's rookie deal ends. The Rams' fifth-year option on Todd Gurley, which is next year, so 2019, is almost $10 million. It's 9.63, which means that Zeke's fifth-year option in 2020 is going to be more than $10 million, which means a very high starting point for negotiations when his agent goes to the team to discuss a second contract, which, by the way, Fish has said repeatedly they will not give him. They will not give him a second contract.
Why do you take him fourth overall if you're not going to plan on giving him a second contract?
Because this team still thinks it's 96. And this will continue, by the way, for running backs taken very high. Leonard Fournette's 2021 option will be higher than Zeke's. Saquon Barkley's 2022 option will be higher than Fournette's, and so on. Either the top of the running back market moves, which means it increases, or teams are going to have to make tough decisions on these guys when their rookie deals start ending. So the Cowboys will, and here's the other thing.
And they can franchise him for 2 years, right?
Yeah, now you got to pay him
right tons of money.
A premium for that.
Yes.
But it's not like you're franchising a quarterback. When you franchise a quarterback, you're paying them insane money.
Yeah.
When you franchise a running back, the running back salaries are low, so it's,
I think it's 14. Was it? It's $14 million this year for Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
Yeah.
14.5.
That's high. That's very high for a running back.
Super high. Stupid high.
It'll be higher when Zeke's up.
It will be. Now, obviously, I'd rather franchise him than give him a long-term contract. Because you get everything taken in 1 year, but the likelihood is that they don't do any either of that. They just let him walk.
I think Choppy's exactly right on this. The idea that you're going to have that high-paid running back with a high-paid quarterback is almost obsolete.
With a very high-paid offensive line? And you're going to have at least one of your pass rushers making $17 to $20 million a year.
So this was an interesting thing from Warren Sharp, who's on Twitter, @SharpFootball. He said a couple days ago, he wrote this, when looking at potential Le'Veon Bell destinations, this was about the Le'Veon Bell contract, et cetera. He said it's noteworthy that teams to win a Super Bowl while having a running back making $5 million or more.
Wow.
There's only been one of them, and it's all been on teams who had quarterbacks with a rookie deal.
Okay, so you had Seattle.
Seattle.
Marshawn.
And?
Philadelphia.
Baltimore. Baltimore, when they had Ray Rice, he was making right around $5 million. Also.
What's that time period?
That's from 2005 to 2018 now.
That gives you a good idea of the modern NFL.
Also, he points out that when it comes to workload, Super Bowl winning teams, I think only four times since 2005 has a running back on the Super Bowl winning team carried the ball more than 250 times.
Well,
Ray did it. Marshawn did it. 2 years ago, LeGarrette Blount did it, carried it about 299 times. And then way back when the Steelers won in 2006, Willie Parker did it 257 times. Outside of that, no running back has carried the ball more than 250 times for the team that won the Super Bowl, and no running back was making more than $2.5 million.
You know, there is a kind of a that's very interesting stuff that you just said, because the way the game is, it's so different now than it was years and years and years ago. The idea that a lot of fans still can't get their head around is that you don't pay running backs. Like, there's a lot of fans out there who say that's crazy that you wouldn't give them a second contract.
It's hard because those guys are also talked about when we say who are the most talented players in the league, who are the players that could swing a league, and we always mention running backs. And I think maybe a lot of that has to do with just our love for fantasy football. And
well, fantasy makes it plays, but you know, take the Giants for example. When the Giants drafted Saquon Barkley, there's a stat out there that running backs taken in the top five increased the win total for the next year by 4 wins.
Yes, in that immediate year.
In that immediate year, but then it drops off.
And in fact, I think the last 15 now running backs, because Leonard Fournette was a part of that last season, the last 15 running backs that have been taken in the first round, all of them except for Trent Richardson, led to their teams having more wins the next year. All of them.
You remember the line from Big Daddy when he says, "You're like my eldest grandson. You don't think things through." That's how I feel about the Cowboys right now. Like I'm with you guys.
Your loose skin. And
you don't. And hairy, flabby. Yeah. Like, I'm with you guys. And I think we're all in agreement that they shouldn't have taken a running back with the fourth overall pick because it's not a premium position. But it just makes zero sense to go against the grain and take a running back with the fourth overall pick, and then I guess go with the trend and then not pay that running back.
Mm-hmm.
If you had the idea of taking a running back that high in the draft, then you better have drafted him with the idea of getting him to a second contract. Why would you take a guy with a top five pick that you never thought would make it to a second contract?
They thought they were going to win the 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, when they took Zeke, you got to remember, people forget this, man. When they took Zeke, Zeke was the last compliment that Tony Romo needed to take the pressure off him to win a championship.
I don't care what you're talking about. You cannot take a guy with a top five pick that you think is not going to get to a second contract.
They weren't thinking about the next contract because at the time, it was Romo's team.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't even thinking. I mean, we got to remember.
True.
It's so easy to forget because Dak immediately took the reins and ran with it. It's so easy to forget that the concept when they drafted Zeke was to compliment Tony Romo, to take the pressure off of Tony Romo, to help block for Tony Romo in the backfield, because that had been a cause for concern as well. And all that was about helping
Tony. But it's not like their
Tony.
Strategy changed when Dak Prescott became their quarterback, right? They're still...
But it kind of had to. It did.
They could have traded Zeke.
No, but here's the...
They could have traded Zeke when he had high value and then gone and got a guy late in the draft. But Jordan Howard was a seventh-round draft pick, the same draft as Zeke Elliott.
But you asked about strategy. How much did they pass the ball when Tony Romo was the quarterback versus with Dak Prescott? Like, they did. They did have to change their strategy considerably.
Right, but we harped on the fact that they threw the ball too much at times when they had Tony.
That was Tony
calling plays.
No, you're right, but that was a situation of a significantly changed strategy. I mean, they threw the ball downfield a lot more then, too. They didn't do that as much when Zeke came into the fold.
Right, and you know the quarterback changed, obviously, and Dak doesn't like to take risks. He's risk averse, and that's the kind of player he is. And you know, I'm sorry, you just have to get used to it. Now, does that mean he's got to be, you know, Captain Checkdown? No, but the point is that they will have a this will turn into Le'Veon Bell. You know, it will. By now, it won't happen this year, but by the end of next season, when they have his option come up, and they're going to take it, there's no point in not taking it.
Of course.
At that point, he's going to start when his option comes up, he's going to want to start talking extension. And then they either have a holdout, they have a stalemate, they have whatever. And it's going to get messy. And we'll be in Oxnard in 2020 wondering whether or not Zeke is going to show up for day one of camp.
And Roy, to the stats that you pointed out, very interesting stats, I think very intriguing numbers to look at. But also, we have to understand that 90% of NFL teams aren't built the way the Cowboys are zigging when the rest of the league is zagging. So
that's fair. That's fair.
The numbers are skewed because nobody's set up like the Cowboys are. Now, you can argue that's not the right way to set up, mm-hmm. but that's, I mean, they are paying the majority of their salary cap to their offensive line. And
true.
And after next year, they're going to be paying the majority of their salary cap to their offensive line and their quarterback.
But you can go back on a lot of these teams and, like, you remember the 1-2 punch. You remember the 1-2 compliment. You know, for the Patriots, 2016, LeGarrette Blount, when he had 300 touches, okay, like, that was a little bit out of the order. But last year with the Eagles, LeGarrette Blount had 173, led the team, but they ran it with three other guys, including one who kind of broke out in the Super Bowl. Denver Broncos, 2015, 207 touches from Ronnie Hillman. Who was the compliment? C.J. Anderson. Shane Vereen, the year before with the Patriots, only had 96. 96, he led the team in carries. And, of course, you had the Marshawn Lynch and Ray Rice years between Seattle and Baltimore. Mm-hmm. But the Giants with Ahmad Bradshaw, Well, he was Thunder. They always had he was Lightning, I guess. They always had a Thunder. The Packers, Brandon Jackson, I don't even remember him as a running back. But, I mean, that was all about Aaron Rodgers. And going down the list, I mean, Willie Parker was like the only.
And that's the funniest thing. We talk about parody in the NFL. But, I mean, Manning, Rodgers, Brady, or Manning, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about five quarterbacks there that won basically the majority of those Super Bowls.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so and those were teams built through their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.